Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
The cattle futures market today continued to rally. We were $1.50 or so across the board higher on the feeder cattle. The August went and made new contract highs for this move. They reached 138.27, which the previous high was 137, even set back on March 23rd. So if you go back all the way to the August has been on the board, this would be new contract highs there. So quite encouraging. Live cattle were 50 to $1.05 higher, led by the April front month at 121.10. Box beef midday was up 13 cents on choice at 207.35. Select $1.95.87, down to $1.62. Looks like Oklahoma City today is going to be $2 to $4 higher here. So overall, the futures market getting stronger and the cash market following through. Of course, box beef is significantly off their high. And if you look at the further out forward curve on the live cattle going out to August, October, and December, they're 108 to 109. If you remember, they went nearly to 90 cents at one point. So $18 off the low there for the live cattle. So overall, we've had a really good comeback on the cattle futures and cash market going all the way back to last fall.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today, corn up 66.5 cents, soybeans were steady, and then wheat did rally as well. Chicago wheat up 5, Kansas City up 3 to 3.5. Cotton futures today also rebounded nicely, with December at 73.27, up 98 cents. So overall, the grains were generally higher except for soybeans, which were slightly lower. The acreage report indicated that we had a dramatic shift downward in the corn acres, and all last week the corn went lower. And I think today we're kind of getting that back here, the realization that under 90 million pounds, or 90 million acres rather, could assist prices in going higher there for corn. Tomorrow morning we got a monthly USDA supply and demand report, US and world, and then South American production. That'll be tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Looks like early estimates are a little bit higher for the wheat. A little bit higher for corn, and also a little bit higher for soybeans on the U.S. ending stocks. On the world level, also higher. Of course, this is just a continuation of the quarterly stocks report just a few days ago, or 11 days ago, I guess. But this is the monthly version of that report. Today's crop progress report showed cotton was 6% planted nationwide, Oklahoma not even registering, Texas at 10% planted, and then corn is 3% planted. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.